Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why I'm listening. That's why you're listening to this radio show. And that's why I'm broadcasting. Sorry, but I just was handed a cup of Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Pot de, only two. Listen, I'm trying to cut back a little bit. You know, having three a day is like a lot, but we're going down, we're weaning back a little bit because, you know, well, it's actually, I think coffee is very good for you, quite frankly. So maybe, I don't know, I might go to the third pot. It's looking good, right? Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff going on. It's chaos out there, isn't it? And we're going to try and suss through the chaos so that you know, the great meme that came out on Facebook yesterday was the fact that they were telling everybody that yesterday you had Hillary Clinton, she had to testify, or the three-judge panel came in, she's going to have to testify. The lies. She's in a bind, and we'll talk about that. We're going to bring that up. Scott Adams is going to be with us in the third hour. That's one of the topics I wanted to talk about. Rod Rosenstein is supposed to testify today. I haven't even checked in with Fox News all morning, actually, to see what the schedule is. This is all by the other sources, by the way. I'm trying to wean myself off of that source, too. Isn't that amazing, huh? It's just too... And, you know, what's going on at Fox News? It seems like they've got the skeleton crew going on there. So, doesn't it seem like that? Yeah, just... And I'm not saying bad things about the personalities. I think I like the personalities and everything, but it's just the programming end of it. There's something not right. And, you know, I disagree with some of them. There's some people there I adamantly disagree with, but this is legitimate disagreement. Now, I don't think it's that way because I think it's this way. You know, it's my opinion, and I feel this way. You know, that sort of thing versus how they would come across and report a story. Listen, guys, it's okay to do that. I think that's happy and healthy. But just the programming itself is, I think, bending a lot of the truth and not really getting a lot of the truth out. And I think it's the programming part of it. You know, way too much time on the COVID virus. Oh, my God. Now, of course, we've got another distraction, and that's the riots. Now, why the riots and the COVID virus? Because the deep state is toppling. It's getting shaky. That's what's happening. And what's happening is, well, you know, now scrutiny is coming. Right. Scrutiny. You know, everybody said, well, you know, this Hillary this and Hillary that and the deep state this and these. We're going to get to the bottom of it because Rosenstein, he's got to fess up today, too, under oath. In light of many things that have come since he was in the FBI. Remember, he hired Mueller. So there's a lot of things at stake here. A lot of things at stake with dear old Hillary. And see if I can find this meme again on Facebook. I'm not a big Facebook guy, and I know people, I tolerate it, I have to tolerate it, I have to do the things I got to do. And by the way, we're going to be opening up the phone lines here in the next segment. After this is the A block and the B block, we're going to be opening up the phone lines, and that number is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-TOP-TALK, you can get a hold of us on that, 215-TOP-TALK, the phone lines are open. So that's going to be the B block, though. We're going to be taking calls. But this whole deal that's going on with Rosenstein today and the others, is it good or bad or ugly? Well, I'm more leaning on the ugly side, right? On the ugly side. I think they're going to be the real. This is why I think that this is really one of the reasons why we have all these riots, because they know. No one wanted the scrutiny on these folks. And now it's here. You know, we got to go through the bumpy times here. And, of course, they've got a lot at stake. Not only are they pressing their offensive forward, and they're getting more radicalized as things go on. But, you know, they've got a lot at stake on the other side, the deep state. And so that's why you're seeing this coordination of effort. And that's why you see this warlike footing that's going on, because we are at war. The agendists out there will not give up easily, as you can see what they're doing right now. All these things are well organized. You know, we brought to you in the last hour the guy who is the organizer for George Soros in California. Right. That guy. That, if I was that guy, I'd be really careful. You know, there's other people that don't play well in the sandbox, and he might be thinking, oh, I meet George Soros, and I had lunch with George Soros, and I'm just a rich man now because I've been, you know, hiring all these rioters to destroy and dismember and shoot, you know, like David Dorn. If you watch that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in America. One of them. Yet, where is the outrage on the other side? Now, this guy, a legitimate American hero, Dorn, he served his community in St. Louis as a police captain. He retired, and at 77, he was standing guard over his friend's pawn shop. And he got shot. And as he's down on the ground, shot and struggling, the Antifa folks and the Black Lives Matter folks. And did I say that Dorn's black? What do they start doing? They start kicking him and pummeling him with trash cans and devices, all kinds of stuff. All shown on Facebook Live. That's okay. Take me off Facebook. Take me off YouTube. You just go right ahead, because, you know, I'm pointing out that Mary, what's her name, Nichols, at the California Air Resources Board, has been torturing kids at major universities, all against the Nuremberg codes, right? You know, when the Nazis tortured people. And after the war, they had the Nuremberg trials. They developed the Nuremberg codes that were universalized all throughout law in all the countries of the world. These codes define themselves, and of course, Mary Nichols can break them, right? She can torture little children. And they'll take me off of YouTube for that and Facebook. Yet they'll show a black man at a black rally being shot, then being kicked, then being tortured on the ground as he dies. Where is the outrage in the mainstream media? Huh? It's not there, guys. It just ain't there. Oh, he was a police officer, too. Of course not. Especially being a police officer, right? Just not there. Just not there. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? But you know what? All I can say is good luck, mainstream media, because it's all going to come home to roost. You know, I get a little bothered by that, and the imagery and so on. I'm sure that I know it's up different places. Facebook wasn't taking it down. They were kind of hemming and hawing about it. I guess the Facebook censors just weren't awake. Maybe they had just too much marijuana or too much cocaine flowing around the brain, making them insane in the membrane. I don't know, just crazy thoughts like that. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, I'm telling you, she's had a very busy week. It's only Wednesday. Sure. Yes, Hillary Clinton. Latest news and stories. What do they have here? Politico, Facebook. Rodham Clinton, Hillary's about current political project, blah, blah, blah. See, nobody's saying anything about this. They've really kind of covered it up. But Gateway Pundit will say something. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. We've got a caller on the line. Well, we had a caller on the line. We're going to be picking up the callers here in a second. And, by the way, if you want to call in, the telephone number is 215-867-8255. And we'll be picking up your calls there. It's the Great Northwest, right? Idaho, the Dakotas, all those areas. Amazing stuff going on up there. As we were talking about in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, brought in the militia. Isn't that interesting? They brought in the militia. Well, they didn't bring them in. They just came in. Yesterday, or I guess on the 1st, I guess it was, they said, you know, we thought that there were some suspicious people moving around town. As it turned out, they were correct. And a whole bunch of people that were driven over in vans from Spokane go to Coeur d'Alene. And guess what? Once they caught wind of where they were going, the militia showed up. Don't you hate it when that happens? Is that the kind of thing that goes on in the Great Northwest? That's the kind of thing that goes in rural counties. It sure went on last night in Shasta County and in other places. So we're going to try and give you a report on that a little bit later on in this hour. But in Coeur d'Alene, boy, were they up and running. Up and running. Anyway, if you want to call in, the telephone number to call in is 215-867-8255. So Hillary Rodham Clinton, we're going to go to Gateway Pundit. I think that's probably the best place to find Hillary Rodham Clinton business. They like doing, or Zero Hedge. You know, we haven't been to Zero Hedge in a while. You know, I got to get my Friday act together. We have not gotten into a number of different things going on there. Okay, our first caller is in. Caller, who is this?
This is Dane from South Dakota.
Dane. Oh, my God. Dane. We haven't heard from Dane in so long. South Dakota.
A legend from the past.
Hey, listen, South Dakota, we were just talking about Idaho and Coeur d'Alene and how they do business up there with the militia.
Well, let me tell you, I'll tell you exactly how they do business here. Now, they had Antifa over in Sioux City. And, you know, in New York, de Blasio, he tells the National Guard to stand down. In South Dakota, Kristi Noem, the governor here, and in New York Second, calls the National Guard and stands them down. Okay, that's the difference. Well, the Antifa was in Sioux City, Rapids, and she called them, and they scrambled like a bunch of cockroaches in the light. Well, they decided they're going to come to Rapid City. Well, they came to Rapid City. Well, last night I was at a little protest downtown Rapid City, and the people in Rapid City got wind of it. 3,000, I'm not exaggerating, armed militia, military, patriots wanted to protect their business. They heard wind of this. They heard they were coming over in buses. And last night there was about 300 of them, and we were facing them face to face with the police in between. Guess what? They turned a 180 and they walked the other way as they were smart to do. So this is the kind of difference you'll see in these states. They don't take this kind of stuff here, and it's pretty refreshing. The only state in the state of the country where the order wasn't given by the governor to stay at home, which is one of the reasons I'm here right now. But there's another reason, and I wanted to mention that, Paul. We are going to have the world's largest flag being presented on 4th of July weekend here. Military vets are going to be holding it. It takes 600 people, veterans, to hold it, and it's 3,000 pounds. It's the world's largest American flag. So, Paul, I'm inviting you first to come up here. I'm going to give you a carte blanche tour of a real free state, fireworks with the president on July 3rd. He's coming in to watch the fireworks, which he made happen. Obama shut it down for 11 years, and he brought it back to the fireworks. So this will be the first time we're going to have fireworks at Mount Rushmore, and president's going to be hosting it there, watching it that night on July 3rd. So I'm inviting you to come on by and watch some fireworks. A spectacular 4th of July it'll be, the world's largest flag amongst many other days. This is we're going to have Trump stock here 2020. It's going to be wonderful.
Awesome. Awesome. So the again, take us back to the history there, Mount Rushmore. There has always been fireworks. I've never been to Mount Rushmore, and it would be kind of exciting to be there.
Breathtaking.
Actually. Anyway, but I had heard. I mean, I saw this stuff. I remember when Obama stopped doing all patriotic activities. You know, in you know,
if it
was the Blue Angels
down.
Or yeah, with the Blue Angels or anything. So. He shut it down back in 2010. Is that what
yes.
he did?
And it hasn't right. And it has. They haven't had him since. But President Trump, God bless him, brought it back. And now we have fireworks at Mount Rushmore for the first time in 11 years. And President Trump is going to be there to host it, and with the governor Kristi Noem. What a spectacular! Because I don't know if many people have had the opportunity to stand in front of Mount Rushmore, but when you stand in front of it, the magnificent feeling of patriotic, it's overwhelming to you. It's such a extraordinary thing to look at, and you add the president and fireworks on 4th of July, Paul, it doesn't get much better.
No, I'd invite the whole country out there. That might happen.
So
you never know what might happen, but it might happen.
Well, one thing about here, we don't have to worry about Antifa because they shut it down, like I said, in the New York second, where in New York, they tell the military to stand down.
Yeah, Kristi Noem has done a fantastic job out there. She's like the perfect governor to have out there.
She's so wonderful. This woman is so brave and bold and a patriot. She's a rancher. She's a farmer background. She's just extraordinary, and she's doing an extraordinary job. And she gives you what is called freedom and liberty, and she stands by the Constitution 110%.
Now, one of the questions I had was about the militia. A lot of militia showed up?
Oh, Paul, you have no idea. We got words that they're on their way over here 2 days ago. Yesterday, and I'm not exaggerating, Paul, 3,000 guys toting rifles and pistols. If you even try to bust the light bulb here, you're going to be in real big trouble. And we're standing there, fixing these guys, and the police were in between us. And let me tell you something. If they would have blinked their eye the wrong way, these guys were locked and loaded. They were not going to take any of the ridiculous looting, rioting. And as you spoke previous, the tragedy of this officer murdered, laying there, watching that, I saw it, is so heartbreaking to look at this. But you hear nothing about the media. They're using the Floyd thing to their advantage. They're creating the riots themselves. We have a absolute criminal media. They're despicable, disgraceful. They themselves should be arrested for inciting riots.
Hey, Dan, can you hold on a second? I want to answer this, get this call, because this may be a Redding, California report, which we brought out the militia in Redding. in Man, they faced off with Antifa two different nights and going for a third. I want to get an answer on this one. Patty,
well, great. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Patty, are you with us?
Yes, Paul, I'm here.
So what's really going on up in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, what do you know for sure, right?
Right. Have you heard?
What we can see is just a real strength and confidence of the patriots in our community and understanding that they have to exercise their rights to be able to show confidence that we know our Constitution, we know how to stand for the First Amendment and freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to state our grievances, all these things to actively put into practice, and it's given us boldness to say, you know what, we don't need to be terrorized, we don't need to operate out of fear. So there was a huge showing all over town last night of patriots and people praying, people dressed in camo and black, doing their thing to stand for strength, and then also flag apparel. But standing side by side with some of the Black Lives Matter, I think they were shocked. I think that the opposition was shocked at the strength that was being shown.
Well, I know we had a heavy militia presence there, and I know that was working with the police department and the sheriff's department. They were working together.
Right, exactly.
But there was no violence?
Not that we can see. There were some things that happened over the weekend, some broken windows at doctor's offices. I was actually at the doctor yesterday and said, what happened to this big window? And I'm like, yeah, over the weekend. So little attempts of intimidation, but as far as large destruction, nothing happened. I think the pushback.
That's really a tribute to
Paul,
that showed up there. Go ahead, Dean. You want to ask a question?
I want to interject something real quick to you. You let me know if you want these. I'm aligned with this group here now. These people are such patriots. They will get in their cars, trucks, RVs. They will come to California to protect the Constitution of the United States, businesses, cities, and I could probably bring you over 3,000 people within 24 hours that they would be wanting to come there. As you know, California, South Dakota, when you mention California, it doesn't go over very well there.
I have to
tell them, and I tell them this, I says, I escaped from California March 3rd, from communist California, and they get a chuckle, and I said, good, you're one of us. We'll do anything we can for you to help you over there. So I'm not kidding you. If I gave them the word, these people are such patriots and loyal constitutionalists, you'd have about 3,000, maybe more, we spread the word, come over there and say, okay, where do you want us to be, and when do you want us to be there? That's how loyal they are.
Yeah, they would like New California, wouldn't they?
That's right, and I told them about New California, and I told them about you, and that's why I want to extend an invitation for you to be here on 4th of July, because this, what we're doing is a rebirth, it's a renaissance, and it's the birthday of a nation, and let the healing begin.
Yep, Patty.
And I will be there, Paul, when you have your next constitutional convention.
Oh, in Fresno. And by the way, you know, there's a rumor, it's not a rumor, actually, I got a call from Washington yesterday saying that the name Fresno has come up as a site for the convention. Believe it or not, Fresno.
Just give me the time and date, and I'll bring my as I call them, patriot friends along with me.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about the Republican National Convention because you know he's backing out of the North Carolina thing, which we knew that was going to happen.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, could you? Imagine
that would be fantastic.
Could you imagine that? That would just be something else. Anyway,
Patty,
let's get Patty. Patty, you have anything else to say?
I it was intimidating the last couple of days. We didn't know what to expect, and I just think that we're learning what works and what doesn't work. And so shrinking back doesn't work anymore. We have to become more visible. We need to become more vocal. We have to have a clear message and have it be, you know, 30 seconds or less, like something we can share in an elevator. So we had to be fully convinced about what we believe and how to share it clearly.
Well, I'm glad it's working out so far, but we're going to remain vigilant and ready. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Sit on the swivel.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Patty. That was our Patty Plum up in, she happens to be our county chair, co-chair with her husband, Ron, up in Shasta County, of all places, outside of Redding. So, yeah, Dane, it's kind of interesting what is going on in terms of these militias and the stacking up. And I noticed Idaho instituted their militia, and a lot of other people are starting to do the same. I think people have figured out, especially here in California, that there is no support from the governor. Everything's just naked. And lo and behold, we get Reggie on the phone here. This is
Well,
Reggie.
I'll tell you this.
Hang on, Ben. Reggie, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello, Al Presidente.
Hey, Reggie, what's really going on?
As you know, Dane and myself, we were the co-founders of San Luis County. And I must say, Cindy Muir has done a good job. But it's happened in San Luis County. We had incidents in the city of San Luis Obispo, and they knew about this 2 days before, and they nailed down. Ironically, in the North County, which is pro-conservative, there is a group called Protect Paso. And in less than 2 days, we have a very loose net of 400 militia. San Luis County is very unique. We have 17,628 vets, and we're fast mobilizing into a militia. We've got tremendous support. We hope to work in conjunction with our constitutional sheriff, Mr. Parkinson, our DA, and city's police chiefs, and we have the commitment that we will protect the U.S. Constitution and our county, as we have sovereign rights guaranteed under the Constitution of the United States, and Antifa is going to definitely meet some resistance. We also had a barrage of reports that the Antifa, ironically, from Fresno and Points Valley, were going to come in on an insurgent squad. In the midst of that, yesterday, beginning at 9:30 in the morning, there have been six C-130 Hercules with armed military police from the National Guard that are being trained at this present time at Camp Roberts. Ironically, along with Sheriff Parkinson and CHP, we deployed in the midst of almost 75 officers to respond to the incident in Los Angeles. We were shorthanded in Antifa with a well-calculated movement, shut down Highway 101 yesterday, and it resulted in the police chief that took a knee, San Luis Obispo City Police Chief Deanna Cantrell, at around 7 o'clock, had to resort to foam rubber bullets and tear gassing the people. We will not stand for this. And this is why we're mobilizing our militia for San Luis Obispo County.
Now, did the taking the knee business work?
Temporarily. Then it escalated.
Right.
And contrary to you being there, there was quite a section that they used to play card of protesting. But as you know, with Antifa, they plant their seeds and well organized, that ground is fertile, and they exploit
the aftermath of shooting out windows and turning a peaceful protest, guaranteed under the Constitution, into a perpetual act of riot and their agenda.
I was under the impression, at least I had heard a story, and I didn't verify the story, I couldn't get it verified, that there was actually a shooting in San Luis Obispo, or I think in that area. Is that true?
That is correct.
Was that related to any
of this
information?
They were shooting the windows to the stores.
Okay.
No, there was an actual shooting, but the deposition and the release of the information is still ambiguous. There was vandalization that took place after the dispersion of the crowd, and Deanna Cantrell offered her 50 police people that were manned the lines to discharge foam rubber bullets and tear gas. There was approximately 8 that were taken into custody, and there were comments made by our constitutional sheriff, Ian Parkinson, that does not support this. We support our sheriff, our police chiefs of municipals that stand for the Constitution, and we're there to assist them. And we have mobilized 400 militia in a period of less than 18 hours. And our goal is to mobilize 17,000 vets in San Luis County.
Wow.
Paul, I'm going to interject here because I lived in San Luis, as you know. And I will say this about Deanna Cantrell. She's a progressive liberal. And I sort of disagree with Reg here, respectfully. She takes a knee because that's her form of mind, and you can see what happened afterwards. They had to tear gas them, stop them, foam bullets, and then they shot up all the town with bullets in all of business, shooting gunfire into stores. Okay, that's because Deanna Cantrell is a progressive liberal. And when you appease these people, they spit in your face.
Well, you know, we've been hearing that this take-a-knee business seems to be the big trend out here in California and in Oregon. You know, Portland, they've taken their knees out there many times. And, of course, look what happens. It always ends up to be the same kind of chaos. The take-a-knee movement doesn't really fare very well because, like you said, especially it might work with the young kids like the early Antifa types that they bring along, the juveniles. Initially, because, you know, they haven't been groomed yet. It certainly does not work with the 20-year-olds that come out of Black Lives Matter. And it seems to me that, and again, I'm going to throw this out there because I've been doing some observations of these protest groups really up front and personal. And it seems to me that the Antifa group is the, and they're all youngers. It reminds me of how the gang, the big gangs, the big city gangs used to work with the younger kids, the juveniles that could be afforded to be arrested when they were doing criminal behavior. They were always sort of like the cushion, if you will, that was surrounding the nuclear portion of the criminals or the gangs, which are the olders, that if they were to be arrested, they would have to serve a long time. But if the youngers get arrested, they could sacrifice them, throw them out there, and those kids would get caught and the olders would get away all the time because they're juveniles. And that seems to be what Antifa is that juvenile portion of Black Lives Matters, which really the two are symbiotic with one another. And I know that the president just declared Antifa to be a terrorist organization, which is wonderful. But I don't think we can stop just at Antifa. It's got to be Black Lives Matter. And, you know, I think everybody's afraid to label them as terrorists because, it means black people. At least it symbolizes that, and they're afraid of the race card. We should not be fearing the race card. You know, that's what they want you to fear is the race card when it's not really feared.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be. And the same with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood, there's a lot of the Muslim Brotherhood element and elements that are involved with these current riots, especially in Southern California. We've seen a lot of Muslim Brotherhood-related organizations and, I guess you would say, weaponized Islamists that are coming across the border from New Mexico and also from Arizona coming into California, dropping off pallets of bricks and things like that over right. overpasses, you know, freeway overpasses, especially along the 78 corridor there. We get a lot of these reports, but yeah, these are the kind of things that a militia, when it comes in to support the sheriff and law enforcement, people just, it's that gap we got to fill, because right now, as you know, and I think Camp Roberts, which is the big training center, it's one of the largest National Guard training centers in the nation, which is in San Luis Obispo County, is starting to, I'm sure, buzz and hum with the National Guard. But the problem is, you know, what are the orders from the governor in the face of these riots? We've been hearing a lot of concern and complaints from guardsmen right now in California that this something's not right with their orders. Obviously, they're not being able to be deployed and implement their tactics to try and control the rioters. So it's a soft approach, and of course it's taken forever for this governor to put these people in deployment. I think Eric Garcetti had to be the one LA, the city of LA, to finally ask for them, but they've got really no orders. So the bottom line is that we're sort of left in limbo. There is no law enforcement that's going to protect us, and there's no National Guard. And that's why the president is going to bring in the real troops. But in the meantime, you know, what are the people to do? That's where the militia comes in. It's always traditionally been at this point in time a breakdown of our society where militia comes in. Go ahead.
I'm going to make a bold statement here. And don't doubt for 1 second that we are in a civil war. And it has now turned into a physical civil war. And don't ever doubt for 1 second that these Antifa people are not being funded by George Soros. This is what's happening, and we are in a state of war. Now, it's not the North versus the South. It's all mixed amongst us. Your neighbor to the right might be your friend. Your neighbor to the left might be your foe. That's how it is. Cities are split like this. Counties are split like this. Our whole country is split like this. So it's very dangerous because you don't know who your friend is or who your foe is. So what's happening is all these things are breaking out now. They've had this Floyd, this tragic murder by this cop, this dirty cop, okay, create this, and they're using it at their expense to kick off their civil war physically, and they're getting away with it. But people are a lot smarter, like you, I, and Reg, because we know what's going on here and what they're doing. That's why people are forming militias to protect their businesses and their lives. So you have a feckless governor like Newsom who is on their side. Okay, I'll make that bold statement. He's on their side. This guy wants to see a revolution. He wants to destroy California. That's why he has no guts to call a National Guard to stop this. Same with Garcetti. He's another idiot. He's like de Blasio. These people are just, they are in exacerbating the problem by not doing nothing. So God bless President Trump for declaring Antifa terrorists is what they are and doing something about it. And and governors like Kristi Noem, who waits not a New York second to call out the National Guard and put a stop to it immediately. And guess what? There's no broken windows here. There's no broken in businesses here, and nobody has died from an Antifa bullet, and that's what's going to stay that way.
Well, listen, gentlemen, we got to run for time. I want to thank you for being with us. It's been a pleasure to have you on and get this information out to people because, we know that it worked last night. So far, anyway, we got our first report. You all heard that from Patty Plum in Shasta County. She happens to be our co-chair up there with her husband Ron, for New California, state of New California, New Californians are going to be a different breed of cat, as you can probably figure out, because New Californians ran that operation up there, which is pretty interesting. A lot of great patriots showed up to protect the city of Redding. Anyway, guys, thanks a lot for everything you're doing.
All right, Paul.
Good night.
All
All right, good afternoon.
We will see you in Fresno.
Okay.
God bless New York, New California State.
Thanks. Okay, so anyway, that was Dane and Reggie. Dane and Reggie reporting in on what's going on. Now, but on the heels of this, I get a text, and this is kind of the stuff you want to check Craigslist in your local town. If you really want to know what's going to happen, if in fact, you know, get your radar on and look around and say, wait a minute, okay, let's check some things out and see if they are this bold, believe it or not. Like that guy who was being videotaped we talked about, who's talking about George Soros, you know, paying for all the protesters. Now, here it is. It says, protesters needed downtown, D-Town, it says. We are Antifa, and we are willing to pay up to 1,000 people $25 per hour for protesters in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Omaha, Nebraska. Basically, we want to cause as much chaos and destruction as possible. We have a bail fund and legal counsel set up. This will take place every night through the BLM protest on June 13th. That's just coming up, right? I'm just advertising for it. You'll be paid nightly and can come and go as you please. Now, this matches. There's a lot of videotapes out there, actually, where the Soros people are paying the protesters. It's like a, you know, you walk up and get paid your 25 bucks or whatever it is to do this. Says that we want chaos to help further our agenda. So they're paying people for chaos. And of course, you have a lot of Ute that's been out of school. And a lot of Ute that's not being paid. Just a lot of people. In fact, one of the guys that was in one of these Soros marches a couple days ago, he's seen breaking rock, or actually breaking up concrete. Not only concrete, I think it was granite sidewalk. And breaking it up with a hammer, grabbing it. Then what happened? The police come by undercover because they're planting people, you know, undercover. And they mix in with the Antifa folks, right? Anyway, these guys come up and grab this guy. They grab him. And when they're grabbing him, it's kind of interesting because when they're grabbing him, his head thing comes off. He had like a face mask thing over his head, and it comes off, and he's gray hair, and they got a picture of he's an old man protester. But you know what, he probably needed the money, right? Maybe, I don't know, but he's a hippie probably. There you go, the gray haired out there protesting with his little mask on and his hammer and his backpack and his black outfit. Yep, people need a job.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. Anyway, Gateway Pundit, we got distracted with the phone calls. Gateway Pundit, I wanted to see about the Hillary story first. We're going to have Scott Adams on here and sort of give you a little primer here in the next 60 seconds about what's going on. Hillary Clinton, of course, something happened. Rod Rosenstein testifies before Senate Judiciary Committee, tosses Andrew McCabe under the bus. Aha. So that was ongoing just now, I guess. And let me give you that one real quick. And of course, we got, it's a cult. Thousands of whites grovel in front of blacks begging for forgiveness. Boy, that's sickening. We'll somehow get to that. Federal program, no, we won't do that. It says two George Floyd rioters arrested for torching Minnesota courthouse. Sure. From impeachment to pandemic to riots, wildfires, and killer hornets, 2020 is wild. And about to get even wilder. It says guitar store owner sympathizes with riders. There you go. Sorry, America. Those catastrophic mortality rates sold to us by the World Health Organization, Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Birx were a huge scam. Well, we know that. That's another story we got to talk about. We'll definitely get to that one. But this one here, this is from the Gateway Pundit. Rosenstein testifies just now, tosses McCabe under the bus. All right, we'll take that one. We've kind of figured that. And let's see what this says here. See if we can get any kind of sound for you before the next, before we get to Scott Adams. It says, no, that's not what I want to do. Well, we don't want to do that one. Is there some video of this? Come on. Guess not. It says, in the article, it says, this is from John Turley. Rosenstein just testified that he would not have signed the warrant application in 2017 on Carter Page because of the misconduct of FBI agents and the lack of evidence. He said he did not know that the Steele dossier was discredited by that time. He said McCabe particularly, what does it say here, was not candid or forthcoming. Notably, we now know that the Flynn investigation found no criminal acts by December 2016, and now Rosenstein said he would have ended the investigation. This is what Jonathan Turley says. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, we're just out of time right now. But we will come back to this. We're not going to let little Rosenstein off the hook, if you know what I mean. So we got Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show coming up next. And then tomorrow, it's kind of interesting. We've got a great guest we're going to be talking about. Are you ready for this? What in the heck is going to be going on with the presidential, with the campaign, or the convention? Anyway, thanks for listening and stay strong, America. We're exceptional America.
Cindy Dowd and SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.